Greetings, friends. It is I, Igor, the master's loyal servant. The master wishes me to tell you that when he is conducting his experiments, stitching corpses together and giving them unholy life, he listens to the Sean Geek podcast, which he downloads directly from seanmcginnity.ca.
Igor, don't forget to tell him to download it from seanmcginnity.ca.
The master wishes me to remind you that he downloads the Sean Geek podcast from seanmcginnity.ca, and so should you.
It lives! It lives!
Hi, this is Kevin.
And this is Robert from the In Obscuria podcast.
And you are listening to the ever-winding gyre that is the Sean Geek and Fast Fret podcast.
And they are without a doubt our favorite Caucasians. I mean, Canadians.
True. Well, next to Getty, Neil, and Alex.
Rick, Gil, and Mike.
Oh, Danko Jones, Sebastian Bach.
Brian Vollmer. Oh, don't forget James LaBrie. Oh, and our favorite, Anne Murray.
John Michael Thor.
Yeah.
Alanis.
Gordy.
Burton Cummings. Yeah. Corey Hart.
Brian Adams. We forgot Brian Adams.
Chris Jericho. Mm-hmm. Lips. Randy Rampage. Eric Luzier. Bob and Doug McKenzie.
You dicks!
Welcome to the Sean Geek and Fast Fret podcast. Done.
All right.
Oh my God, we're so unprepared. It's like we've never done this before.
This is our...
Recording in progress.
The lady told us the recording's in progress.
Now we know.
Now we're doing. Okay.
Computers is hard.
Okay, welcome to Metal Shop 8.
Hit it.
That's what we call in the show business an interruption.
Well, this guy's on fire today. So it's day eight. We've made it to day eight. Day eight is we're back to Monday. We worked all weekend.
Yeah.
The last 2 days.
We're doing a lot of overtime. Do you know why they called overtime?
It's over the time that you're supposed to be working?
No, because I'm done with it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're over it, Tom.
I'm over it.
Yeah, you're over.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. I get paid, so for my 80 hours of overtime I worked last week, they paid me for 5 minutes.
I don't know how much is that worth? What did they give you?
They gave me a bag of chips from the commissary.
Really?
Yeah.
I literally got peanuts.
Don't you have a, peanut allergy?
I mean, you know, I make do. Gotta eat sometime.
So, today's fuck work day.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Also known as Monday. So, we've got something we're going to bring into the screen right now.
Yep.
These things. These green things here.
Yes. Pick of destiny.
All right, let's do this.
All right. Some Kool-Aid.
And you can't even see. You need it to be against the black. And we have, I don't know if you noticed, we have microphones.
Yes.
Yes. I don't know if you guys noticed that last time, but we're professional. Professional and illegally doing this from the metal shop, from work. Very.
No, but good thing corporate doesn't do anything entertaining. So they don't know anything about it.
No. Cheers. Boy, this one was a long time coming. Gong.
It's weird. There's nobody here.
That was a G major.
Okay.
I don't know if you can hear that or not.
If it was a guitar, it would have played a G string. Thank you, people. I'll show myself out.
Okay. All right. You know what? if we're gonna go there, worst lyrics of all time. Let's see. Do you know this song? Can you hear me typing? Hopefully, you guys can hear me typing. Are you familiar with this song?
I'd have to hear it. I know there.
Oh, we're not gonna play it on the show. Okay. It's too late. It's too lightweight. Do you want to maybe read it in your? Do you have any impersonations you get locked up in that noggin of yours? What if you sang? What if you actually recited these lyrics with one of your favorite accents?
One of my famous accents.
And see if the listeners can figure out what song this is. It's a song we would never play on the show. Or would we?
You never know. You never know. I don't know what voice this would go. Let me see if. I'll give the first stanza a shot.
Hey, you don't have to do the whole thing. Just like the first ones get some really horrible lyrics. Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think I've heard the song, so it's not gonna sound like it. But here we go.
No pressure.
Walking down the street, you're the center of my universe. You got the world in your pocket, my manhood in your purse. You ain't a bad girl, honey. No matter what the neighbors say. It's just that you wear the skin-tight dresses with your G-string tuned to A.
Heaven sent, you're an angel dressed in black. I was going to do my best friend Schneider, but I can't do it.
Close a little strut, you're a drop down. Okay.
That was pretty good.
Next time.
Oh, God. there's this cover band that someone sent me to listen to.
Oh,
they're called the B69s. Have you heard of them?
You showed
them. Did I show it to you?
Yes, you did. Very good.
Oh my God, so bad. So bad. I don't know if we should play it on this show because we play serious metal in the show, but maybe we got to play maybe a snippet of.
You could play a snippet of one, yeah.
Just a snippet.
Give everyone right.
It's not something that people want to listen to for long periods of time.
Just from time to time, you want to just...
I think they're called the B69s, right?
Yeah.
I think so. There we go. Just going to find it on our computer here. We have something called Goggle that we're using now.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's a new thing.
Yeah.
With this one, do you think, or...
Yeah, try the first one.
I think that's probably the best.
It's probably more related to...
It's more related to what we're doing here.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, you guys ready for this? This is the band called the B69s. You'll understand the reference the minute we play them here. You guys ready?
Should put a little makeup. I just got to fade away the shakeup. Why'd you leave the keys up on the table? Here you go, create another fable.
You wanted to.
Grab a brush and put a little makeup.
You wanted to.
I just got to fade away the shakeup.
You wanted to.
Why'd you leave the keys up on the table?
You wanted to.
I don't think you trust. Self-righteous suicide. When angels deserve to die.
Die. It's pretty good, eh?
It is very good. I quite enjoy that.
Oh my God. That was so much fun.
Very much entertaining.
Great band. I actually, if I force someone in the, have you ever been to the front office?
Like where customers come?
Yeah. Like they don't come here cause they're not allowed to see like the real working conditions that we work under. But at the front, the front office there where people are allowed to.
I think I was there when I was hired. There was like this, I don't know, hallway of chains. And I did an interview with this guy. He had a big, big black robe, face full of like pins and nails. Very nice guy, but I don't know. I'm not here to judge. So haven't been there since I.
Did he have skin or like was it like kind of like looked like flayed?
It was very pale. Like, hadn't seen the sun in like a couple 100 years, I'd say, you know, but...
Did he talk like that?
No, it was more like very slow and... Nice guy. I had a good time.
Nice guy.
It was a nice interview. I don't know. We chit-chatted, got, you know.
You didn't sign that NDA thing, did you?
I don't remember. Maybe.
I was going to come up with what an NDA could mean, because I don't know what it means. I think it could be no nude.
That's two N's. It's NDA.
I'm thinking no nude Mondays. I don't know.
Well, we got the N.
We got the N.
The other three will come to us. If it comes to I'll say it out.
You'll say it out loud.
If I think of something, we'll see if I think of something.
Some of the guys in the machine. I don't know if you know this, but we've got headphones on to listen to the music now, so nobody will know, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know if you know, but if you look at the back of the computer there, so it just disappeared out of existence for a second. If you look at the back of the computer there,
yep.
See that big fat wire?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, you usually, like, it's a quarter-inch, like, jack or three-quarter-inch jack. This is a 17-inch jack coming out of the back of that computer there.
Hmm.
And I followed it yesterday. Like, it went up. And apparently there's loudspeakers going into the factory. So we have our headphones on thinking we're getting away with stuff.
Hmm.
And there's a big, like, subwoofer and stuff. Like,
But how?
But people don't know where it's coming from.
Oh.
But a couple do.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So are we going to have to deal with the... some interlopers?
Interlopers?
You're going to have to deal with... don't need them to spoil it for us. Oh, it better not be who I think it is.
Tom?
Thomas, yes.
Merci, Uncle Tom. Merci.
Just rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah, like, I was worried about that.
I have to tell him to stop. And
he's usually rubbing himself the wrong way.
Well, yeah.
You know, he's got to start wearing pants to work, you know?
Yeah, he just does it. Like, he looks like he's not enjoying it. And I'm like, how do you not
like,
know?
He's not enjoying rubbing you? Is that
no,
what you mean?
Himself. He rubs himself the wrong way. Like, he's, yeah. I look he's, over.
He should rub himself the right way.
You'd think that'd be the one thing you know how to do. And he's just.
He just doesn't get it.
I don't know. There's just, it just, I'm just. I just get it. Just looks like it chafes, and he.
He is using welder's gloves, right? Like, I don't think that's a good idea. You know,
it's not a good idea.
Welder's gloves and the apron and no pants.
Yeah, fresh off the press, so it's I see the steam coming off, and I'm like, I don't know what goes through that brain, and I don't tend to find out.
You don't tend to find out.
Yeah, I almost fainted just thinking of it.
Tough nuts. Tough enough.
Tough nope. Nut to yeah. Crack.
All right, I want to listen to something. Mm-hmm. You want to listen to something?
Mm-hmm.
Now, because I'm using this goggle thing,
mm-hmm.
I think we have to wear glasses for this, but I don't have any present. So, but I understand you put the glasses on and you can see the internet or something.
Mm. It's looking pretty internet-y to me, but you know, what do I know?
Yeah. So can I start or do you want to start?
No, take it away.
I've got a separate one open just for you.
Ooh. Okay, that sounds good. I like it.
All right. I want to play this song. I don't know how this song came up. It might have been we've been getting these things called emails.
Emails, like
emails?
No, his name is Emil.
Oh, Emil.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Emil.
He works very hard.
Okay. And they've been sending us suggestions to play.
Mm.
So I don't know where they're coming from. I guess Emil's sending them. Maybe Emil is sending them across.
Delivering other people's thoughts, or he's just maybe he's just very opinionated.
I think he delivers mail, like something like.
Well, he's good at his job.
Yeah,
he's always on
he
top.
Works in the mail room, but we don't have one. But I think it was like that position that was downsized.
Mm.
Because my understanding was he was let go 14 years ago.
He just works here.
But they just forgot, like they screwed up the paperwork. Oh. So he's still working here, still collecting a check, but people kind of forgot.
Well, as long as he's getting paid, that's...
But I mean, he's got to wear that chain around all the time, like that big chain around his neck.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't complain much.
No. So I've seen him struggle to try to get to his car after work, and he just gives up and just goes back to work.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to... Maybe I can bring him a beer sometime or something.
It'd probably be good.
You know, he's probably thirsty.
Yeah. He can't quite reach the lunchroom, so I don't think he's eaten in a while.
Yeah, he's just delivering mail. Yeah. And that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Now I'm sad.
Postman Emil.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's start off this song. Cool. I don't know anything about them, but you know what? Maybe what we'll do while we're listening, we'll look up who these people are.
Okay.
And then maybe we'll comment, like, kind of in, you know, be educational, like, be professors.
Yeah.
Not professors, but professors.
Professors. Professors. Yeah. As the term is described in the dictionary.
Yeah. Keep your dick in your ionaries. Probably a good thing to do.
Yeah.
All right, let's... Oh, look, there's our faces. All right, we're actually... why are we on camera?
These things have cameras?
Well, I can see a camera picture of us right there. Look. Mm-hmm. It's like we're not even looking at ourselves.
Hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, this thing is called Traveler. Heavy Hearts. I don't know if the band is Traveler or the song is Traveler or the band is Heavy Hearts or the song is Heavy Hearts, but we'll look into that while we're listening to this.
Yeah.
But there is a video. This is a video version, so we can, you know, this will be pretty fun. You ready?
Yep.
We'll be right back.
Holy shitballs.
Yeah.
How was that?
I liked it a lot. It's right up my alley.
Yep. Now, we looked, we used Goggle to see if we could find something out about this band. So the band is actually called Traveler with one L. Mm. Isn't that weird?
It's a little suspicious.
So it's not Traveler, it's Traveler?
No, it says right there, Traveler with one L.
One L, yeah. Oh. Isn't it Traveler with two L's?
Nope. I'm going by that.
Oh, okay. Edumacating us.
Yep. Goggle and it's edge.
So what you said a couple things while we were muted there. What's your thoughts on this thing?
It's good. It's just a good classic heavy metal. You know, mm-hmm. It's got a good sound. Good guitars singing. Just what.
And what do we say? We say the album's coming out on February 23rd.
Yeah, apparently there's some new. That album is coming out soon. So. That something to look forward to. I would be,
They recorded it themselves, too.
Oh, cool.
Nice. So you can follow these people on Facebook at Traveler Heavy Metal. Nice. They're on No Remorse Records. Okay, maybe we can see who No Remorse Records is. Maybe there's some information here. Oh, UK? Oh, Athens, Greece. The record label's in Athens, Greece. Hmm. That's kind of cool.
Very cool.
Anyway, I don't know who these guys are, but I'm going to see if I can reach out to you guys and tell you good job.
Yeah. I'm going to make a note so I can listen to them more.
I think I do want to listen more. I really, really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun.
That was very good.
What do you want to follow that up with?
Well,
oh, I guess we should stop share.
I guess.
Well, here we go. Oh, my God. Oh, scary. Ugh.
Who are those two gross guys? Oh.
Well, that's us, I think.
Yeah, that's us. That's sad. Anyway. Yeah. I will give you a song if you would search it into the intranet.
Goggle? Hey, Goggle. Oh, I thought it was one of those, like, voice activated.
Computer. Engage.
I thought it was, like, Twiggy from, like, Buck Rogers.
Yeah.
Me.
What about Buck?
Hey, Buck.
It'd be a bit spooky, wouldn't it? Computers talking. So the song is called Tides of Blood. Or Tide of Blood. Let's see what this looks. The song.
Is that it?
This song right here.
This one right here?
Okay. Yeah.
That one right there.
Yeah, so, well, you know, it's a band and a song my friends and I used to listen to a lot and kind of forgot about and kind of was brought back into my memory more recently, so I figured, you know what, this is a song that's going to... It's going to get the blood pumping.
So the name of the song is Tides of Blood, right?
Yeah, that's the song. So, the band is called Into Eternity.
They're a Canadian progressive death metal band from Regina, Saskatchewan. Awesome! Okay, I'm in.
Yeah, all right. Well,
pretty cool.
I don't know, I won't build up... It's a unique song, a lot going for it. Just buckle up because it gets right into it. I'll just give you that warning. And that's all I'll say.
All right.
You know, pretty cool.
Let's share a Google screen here. Okay, I think we're ready for strap in for sound. Okay, so which one are we doing here?
It's called Tides of... Tides of Blood.
We've got to go back here. Oh, my God. Wait, can I go back?
Yeah, it's right there.
There you go. All right, here we go. Tides of Blood. Into Eternity, the Incurial Tragedy. We'll be right back. Holy, it was done already. That was short.
Yeah, it wasn't not a super long song.
That was really good.
Oh, yeah.
So they're from Regina, Saskatchewan, Into Eternity. I have so many questions. How many singers? Because it sounds like there's like two different voices going on.
Yeah. I don't know.
Everything's good.
Yeah, it's just
such good metal.
It's tight.
Fucking Canadian, eh?
Yeah. You got it. You got it, bud.
Oh, it's so good. I'm so happy now.
Yeah.
I'm like super happy. Like I'm good. Like I'm done. But I'm not going
to
be done.
Time to pack it up.
Because I got a counter. I have to counter.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
All right, let's counter. I'm going to move this back over here. All right. Oh, I think I want to go with this vibe though.
Okay.
But I've got other stuff here that's maybe a bit heavier. Like we had some fun. We had some melodic.
Yeah.
New wave of British new NW. I can't spell. Okay. I'm moving this up here. And did it not update? Oh, we didn't update. Okay, so this band is from Manitoba.
Ooh, okay.
I discovered them on, there's this app called like Bandcamp.
One time.
Apparently you got to bring a flute or something.
Yeah, one time at Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found them on there. I actually went to their list of Manitoba metal and I found them there. And then when I brought it up with the guys on the press, they're like, yeah, one of the guys from the press was actually in the band. So, I don't
know. Cool. That's awesome.
He wasn't the drummer. Otherwise, you know, there could be accidents because accidents always happen to drummers.
Yeah, that's fair.
So this band's called Wilt.
I
can't remember what the album's called, but the song is called 1831. It's a bit of a longer one, so hopefully we can bear with it. But it's pretty damn good. It was on a lot. It was on a few best of lists. So. In the metal community, so.
All right.
You ready to listen to this shit?
Yeah.
Holy shit balls.
Nice. That was good. That was cool. I liked that.
I really enjoyed that.
Very, very immersed. I liked it as, it's like relaxing, like spa music.
I felt like doing my nails, you know?
I can just like close my eyes and it's like, it's, you know, it's good. I like it. That was cool. Very cool.
I can't believe we've been like, you've been working with us for 8 days.
I know.
Day eight.
Feels like it's been
months.
Months, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of funny how that works.
It is. It really is. Okay. Let me see if I can find something. Should I use this other?
Yeah, use that one. Okay. I'm actually gonna. You know, but we're not gonna spoil it for you either. Let's just do this. Okay. Now, I am not looking. I'm actually disappearing into the ether.
Oh. Okay.
So I'm gonna. I can't see your screen because you're using the other monitor.
Okay.
And the people that are illegally hacking into our camera right now can't see it either.
Yeah. Well, do you want to see it? I found the band. But okay. If you want to look, it has some cool art and stuff, if you've heard of it. What do you know of Lord of the Rings?
Ooh.
They're older, so they aren't going to be, they're not going to be as, you can argue, hardcore as what we've heard.
Oh my God, so 1971?
It says they formed. I don't know how early some of these albums are. Apparently, one came out last year, and they might have.
Holy shit balls!
Yeah, 78.
I've definitely never heard of these people.
So, yeah, you remember those Lord of the Rings movies? Or what year is it? I forgot what year it is.
I don't know.
Goggle.
the movie success. Yeah, I saw the ones like the Ralph Bakshi.
Oh
yeah,
those ones.
I saw those. Yeah.
Well, this is, it's out of all the things, it's kind of random. You know, you've got like Gorgoroth is named after the plains that the orcs are on.
Yeah.
This is the tower where Frodo is captured after fighting Shelob or getting.
Shelob you, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shelob you, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. It's interesting band. I think it was this one. Yeah, I think this was the song.
Remastered, remixed.
Or remixed. So I don't know if I like it. Let's just do the original. So I don't know. I'll let you give it a listen. It sounds like it's.
Wow, I can't believe they've been around that long.
They you know, they're an old 80s, basically like formed early, and I don't think they really released anything until late 70s. So they've got that sound, but. I don't know. They're pretty cool.
Yeah, this is cool.
I'll be interested to see what you think of the singer. He's got a unique voice. That's what I'll say.
I'm picturing a Glenn Danzig type.
You'll like it or you don't. You never know. But I think it kind of fits the music. But
I was listening to the Fitmits today.
Okay.
With a Glenn Danzog.
Danzog. Mr. Frankenstein.
Yeah, Mr. Frankenstein.
In that neck.
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
Mama!
Okay. Can I get my porridge? Mama! Put some raisins in my porridge! They're not enough!
He's gonna get
Mama!
If he hears this, he's not gonna be.
He's gonna kick my shins.
He's gonna be quite upset. So
be quite upset.
So if you want, I think we'll just start off with the title track, Frost and Fire.
Frost and Fire. Yeah. This is exciting. And actually, this is very exciting.
It's a blast from the past.
All right, let's do it.
Feel the breeze!
Hey, have you ever heard of a band called Trouble?
I've heard of a couple of them, actually. I hear they both have the same singer.
Go on our Patreon to find a full version of the episode that plays the same band twice in the same fucking episode. Oh, boy.
Exactly.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I might have said it's Sirithungal. It might be called Kirithungal. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's
like Michael. Is it Michael Cara or is it Michael Sarah? I don't know.
That's fair. Yeah. That is fair. Hill. It's always a mystery.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Some oldies, but
goodies. Oh my god, that was so good. How are they not bigger? Because I'm hearing the sound. There's like Sabbath.
Yeah.
There's kind of a Sabbath sound in there, but
yeah,
it's definitely not Sabbath. Definitely not. But it has the sound of that 70s era where bands like Deep Purple and Sabbath and I don't know, what else was there? There was like Coven and a few other bands like that. That they would fit right in well with that, but they're just as good, possibly better than some.
Yeah. We got a new band to deep dive because they've got a lot of material, it looks like.
Have you heard Coven?
I've heard Coven. It's been a long time.
I don't know now. I think that's what I want to hear now.
Mm.
What do you think? It's not on my playlist.
You do you. It's your choice. I defer to...
1969 album. They actually had a song called Black Sabbath.
Hmm.
It's pretty... Okay, based on song titles, which one do you want to hear? Which one were we going to have for? Oh my god. What's this acronym?
Ah, I see what you did there.
Okay. And that was also the name of a Van Halen album.
There we go.
Okay, I think that's what we're going with.
Yeah, I think that's fate.
So the band Coven, 1969, this is the album. Witchcraft destroys minds and reaps souls. This is something else. Like I don't know. Like I thoroughly enjoy this because it's going to be fucking awesome. The song is called "For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge." Yes, they came up with this way before Van Halen did. Let's take a listen.
For unlawful carnal knowledge. She can see through your disguise. Then you know that she's the one that had you hypnotized. Everything she touches dies. Everything she touches dies. Everything she touches dies. Everything she touches dies.
A witch is burning on the hill.
Until he was fed. Then the priest discovered what the witch had done and said, "You will burn until you're dead. You will burn until you're dead. You will burn until you're dead. You will burn until you're dead." You can hear scream still.
into her magic eyes. She can see through your disguise. Then you know that she's the one that had you hypnotized. And everything she touches dies. Everything she touches dies. Everything she touches dies. Everything she touches dies. They let the devil fight and kill. You can hear scream instead. You can hear scream instead.
Rock and roll! Let's fucking knock us!
Let me see your hands.
Oh. I saw Ozzy.
Are you
saw Ozzy Osbourne
checking for cleanliness in my hands?
No, I was weak.
My nails.
When Black Sabbath was here, I saw like Ozzy was singing, doing his thing.
Oh, you actually saw the Ozzy with Sabbath?
It was, yeah, it was a well. They came. I think they came here for like the final show, but I saw them
really?
The time before.
Oh, okay.
When the 13 came out.
Yeah. Okay.
And he was like, "Let me see your fucking hands," and then like he just said it like 40 times. We're like, yeah. "Is he okay?" No, but yeah. I was like, "We're like, it's here."
And he does that.
Yeah, I will say. Oh, he was great. He was great. But I will say of shows I've seen when they did it as an encore, they were like, "What should we play?" And then they finished the show with encore with. Children of the Grave.
Oh,
that was like the whole place was a sea. Like everyone was
That's a great freaking song.
Like right when that bass line mm-hmm. starts, like people were just like oh, I was like that.
Did they play a lot of tracks off of 13?
They played a few, but they
because that's not a bad album at all.
It's not bad.
We're not going to play it on this show because it's too mainstream. But sorry, guys.
But no, they did a decent amount, but they. They knew that people wanted like the classics, so
yeah. You know, like,
got all the War Pigs, Iron Man played. Mm. I loved they had NIB. I was like pretty happy for that. Yeah, it was. Dum-ba-ba-dum. That was a great show. Hmm. Now I've got to pick something. Oh, there's that empty room again. See, heavy metal is a long tradition, so not all of them are gonna sound like the ones we've been playing. Sometimes you got to get that 1969.
Yeah.
Witchcraft.
I mean, I kind of liked Coven. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously there was a shtick to what they were doing.
Yeah. I don't know anything about this band because I only heard them like a week ago. And I was working out and I was listening to them and I was like, this was pretty good. So.
All right. Well, what are you gonna do?
Their Holy Grail, and the album is Crisis in Utopia, and we're going to go with the song Call of Valhalla.
Good choice.
Yeah.
Sorry, we just got invaded by a metal mail storm.
Yeah. Well, you know,
that was good, actually.
Something to the point, you know? Something new, I don't know.
That was good. I actually quite enjoyed that. I don't want to play this song anymore now.
No?
No.
That's fine.
You're done. You're out.
You're fired.
I'm actually removing it right now. Remove. That's really unfortunate, you know? Okay. I want to play something something newish. It was introduced to me by the guy in the laser.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
There was going to be a joke there, but I couldn't find it.
Because I said that, and then I took a sip, and I was kind of like, wait.
Laser?
The guy on the laser?
Yeah. Like the guy that runs the laser, he's the laser operator.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, tell me about him. Give me his background.
I think he's a supervillain.
They call him the laser?
The laser, yeah.
I think there's a villain out there called the Living Laser. I just don't remember which hero.
Yeah, he was an Avengers villain, I think.
Oh, there you go. Aren't they all?
Aren't they all? I mean, just kidding. I'm a living laser. I'm dangerous, and I can point my finger at you.
What do you think, Kumar? The living. What's more terrifying, or not? Because they're both not going to be.
What's terrifying is I got a bunch of foam in my beer.
Well, that's.
I put it down hard.
Right on that stone floor. What do you think is scarier, the living laser or the gentleman ghost? Which sounds more terrifying?
Gentleman ghost for sure.
Yeah.
Like it's going to be like Colin Firth or something.
In a minute. You know? Later we'll Google it and you'll be like, you'll see if that's what you imagined or not.
Okay. I don't even know what that would be, but it doesn't, it sounds very scary.
All right. Well, next song is yours.
Next song is mine. Okay, I want to go with this one. This is fairly heavy. It's fairly new. In fact, I wonder if we can go to the artist. You know, we're not even always saying what we're playing, but they're called 200 Stab Wounds.
As one does.
And this song is called Toe Rope Around the Throat. Great rhyme. Toe rope around the throat. 200 stab rooms. There's an E on there for extremely good again. So I think is guaranteed fresh.
Judging by the image I just saw, it seems appropriate for everyone.
So. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Cool.
We should share that image so people know what we're talking about.
Exactly.
Are you guys ready for some
toe rope around the throat? It's an acronym. TRAT.
Alf, what happened to the soap on a rope? Let me tell you, Willie. It should be called the laxative on a rope. I don't know what that is. I'll tell you what it is later. It'd be a big, big surprise.
I was going to be like, we need to call a doctor, baby. He's having a moment. No, I'm just kidding.
Here we go. We'll be right back. This is a very short thing there.
It was good. I liked the energy.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
The name fits, and that's...
The name really fits.
It fits the sound, and that's good. I liked it. I could see me getting relaxed on that.
Sorry, that had to come out.
Mm, fair enough. That was good.
Okay, you're up.
All right, now.
Maestro.
I have some options. Yeah, you know what? I heard this in there. It's a little more light.
compared to the last song?
Well, compared to the last one, and that's... I guess that was going to happen.
There you go.
I'm
looking for auditions.
What else? But yeah,
Swedish?
Twilight 4, Swedish power metal.
I thought you said Twilight Horse.
No, I said Force, but we can call them Horse if you'd like. That's no problem. Well, let's see. The band embarked on a month-long European tour. Also, Glory Hammer, you had a...
Oh!
So you enjoyed...
I love
Known Glory as Hammer. The Unicorn Invasion of Europe 2014. Cool.
What? Wait, you got to read that.
Okay. So for their newer album, this band, to support the album, the band embarked on a month-long European tour alongside Glory Hammer, known as the Unicorn Invasion of Europe 2014. Yeah, so they sing about, like, magic and dragons and stuff like that. So it's always pretty cool. I don't know which one I want to do. You know what? I'll do this one. This one's pretty good. I like this song. There's a special guest star on this, and I'll see if you can remember who it is. And if not, that's fine, because there's no worries if not.
So this one here?
Yeah, the song Gates of Glory.
All right. The Golden Gates Restaurant. Never mind. Cool. Here we go.
Gather
Hi.
Oh yeah. just what the world needed.
Just what the okay. So, I'm actually gonna go off script here, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna play what's recommended to play next, mm-hmm. Or one of them that's recommended to play next, which was this one, right?
Yeah, that one.
Okay, we're just gonna go to the next song.
Cool.
I got nothing to say.
Here we go.
Like random, and that just came up. It was pretty awesome.
It's pretty awesome. Pretty.
So that was called Grail Knight, pumping iron. Grail Knights, pardon me, pumping iron power. Some of the best lyrics I've ever heard in any song ever.
Yeah, but making muscles,
Flex, muscles tight, made of steel, flesh delight. We are born out of storm and thunder. Raise, tear the world asunder. Send in the darkest hour, pumping iron power.
Up here, I just there was one that I noticed that was While we watch our muscles growing, they grow larger than they should. Then muscles should.
It doesn't get better than this, man. It does not get better than
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it really doesn't. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so good. I don't know what the hell we follow this up with.
Let's see what else is recommended.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay to see what's good. Oh, boy.
Do you just want to try one of these randomly? Is there any here that you don't know? Let's find something yeah. we don't know.
The Neverending Story?
That's probably a cover. Yeah.
Oh, man. Put that on. Let's
okay, see. I just watched the movie like last week.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Yeah. We're like watching the kids, and the kids are like, when they're in the swamp.
Yeah.
Oh, and we're like, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit. And you know what happened?
Crying.
Happy laughed.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Soulless kid. All right.
Because, you know, the reason the horse died was you have to be, what is it, the swamp of despair or whatever mm-hmm. whatever it is. I forgot. But you have to, like, be sad and, like, you have to let sadness beat you. So this horse apparently was depressed and gave up.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. I'm like, oh, what does that mean? Why would they do this?
So we're going to play in that vein. I think this will be the last one. Mm-hmm. Getting late here, so and we gotta go for lunch. The Neverending Story by a band called Dragonland. We have no idea what this is. We've never heard it before. We've heard the original song. Hopefully this is awesome.
Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week, and bye! Have a good day!
Hey gang, Sean Geek here.
And Fast Fret.
And we have two storefronts. If you are a TeePublic fan, you can browse our inventory over at TeePublic, which is teepublic.com/SeanGeekPodcast.
Or redbubble.com/people/SeanGeekPodcast.
You can get anything from either storefront, from t-shirts, stickers, phone cases, accessories of all kinds. We're talking masks, notebooks, mugs, pillows, totes, tapestries.
Oh my.
Oh my. Everything's there. Just go to those addresses. Also check the show notes and help support the show. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.